Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. John Archer Library. My name is Bill Scorzuti. I just wanted to take a few moments to give you a bit of background on the Beyond the Book lecture series. This series is offered by the library as a venue for faculty to share their research, and this particular lecture was organized in conjunction with the Saskatchewan Archives Week, an annual effort to raise public understanding and use of the archives. The lecture today is also one of a series of events being held on campus this year to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of Regina College. After today's presentation, there will be a time for questions. Our university archivist, Mark Vochner, will then introduce you to two web pages that the archives have recently developed. These are the first efforts to make our rich archival collection available over the internet. I'm sure you will find them fascinating. Then I'd invite you to join us as well for a small reception immediately outside of this room. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce today's speaker, Dr. James Pitsula. Dr. Pitsula is a professor of history here at the University of Regina and a recognized expert in the university's history. He has written two books on Regina College and the university as well as numerous articles. In 2010, he received the Regina Municipal Heritage Award in Education for his book, For All We Have and Are, Regina and the Experience of the Great War. Today's lecture is entitled Art and Music at the University of Regina, the Centennial Legacy. You will hear about major moments in the history of the Regina College Conservatory of Music and the School of Art and how both these institutions influenced the development of the rich fine arts program here at the University of Regina. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Pitsula.